CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel, movie reviews with Melanie Cuttings. So welcome, Melanie. And did you get a chance to see a movie this week?
I did not.
Okay.
Despite the crappy weather, I did not get to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Too many other things on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned last week about the University Singers show.
That's right. That's coming up.
Which is coming up
Thursday and Friday
of this week.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hearing this on Friday, you still have a chance to run down to the Centennial Theater and mm-hmm. buy a ticket or two.
Mm-hmm.
The show is at 8 o'clock, and it's the cost is $25 for an adult, $23 if you're a senior, $15 if you're a student.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind sitting on the sort of the outer limits of the theater seats, that's $10.
Okay.
So no matter how old you are.
Okay, nice.
So anyway, so come on down. I think it'll be a good show. But anyway, it's been keeping me quite busy
mm-hmm.
and a few other things as well. So I did not see a movie, but I did, in fact, see two last week.
Okay.
Kind of makes up for it.
It does, yeah.
Yep. English movies, Bohemian Rhapsody is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth seeing. In fact, it's almost worth seeing twice because it's so much fun. But if you haven't seen it even once, then, you know, take advantage of the fact that it's there. Another movie that's playing in English is one that I mentioned last week. It's called Creed 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the sequel, obviously, to Creed 1. And it concerns Rocky's, the Sylvester Stallone character, Rocky, his mm-hmm. his protege, whose name is Adonis Creed. He is the son of Apollo Creed,
mm-hmm.
who was one of Rocky's opponents, and I think ultimately ended up being being his trainer. In any event, the older Creed and Sylvester Stallone Rocky character were quite close. So this movie has to do with the young man, and he is, I think he's been challenged to fight by sort of a thuggish Russian competitor whose dad mm-hmm. and stuff, whose dad had actually, I think it was his father, not Creed, but his opponent, Drago, whose dad was he was killed by Drago. So anyway, there's sort of like a little blood feud going on there.
Okay.
And interestingly, it's been getting really solid reviews. I think people are still enamored with the whole Rocky thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first Creed was actually quite good. It helps. It really helps a lot if you like boxing movies. Which I don't much, but I, truth be told. But this one's getting such good reviews that I might bend my prejudices a little bit and catch it. The star is a very nice-looking, fit young man named Michael B. Jordan, who had kind of the second lead role in Black Panther.
Okay.
So if you remember the character, anyway, so you can go watch a boxing movie in English. Another English movie that's still there is the new cartoon, the new Dr. Seuss
mm-hmm.
Grinch cartoon, which
okay.
has actually not been getting very good reviews
mm-hmm.
for some reason. And there are several movies, and Fantastic Beasts is still there in English. Thought about going to see that one. I actually watched the first Fantastic Beasts movie to see if I could muster a little more interest, and I couldn't. So I may not go to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been getting quite terrible reviews, so I don't feel so badly about that. This is the last week for Widows, and if you're hearing this on Friday, then you've missed it. Sorry. In fact, it was a very good, surprisingly good movie. And the last movie that is there in English this week, and it just began, is the new version of Robin Hood, and this has been really tanking in terms of the reviews. I've just seen a preview of it, and I thought, as much as I like the Robin Hood saga, mm-hmm. and I've probably seen all the other Robin Hood movies over the years, this one just kind of doesn't do it for most people. So I may not go and see this one. The movies that I would like to see, and they are English movies, are playing at the Maison de Cinema only in French, which is very annoying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe they'll come in English. It's hard to say. Mm-hmm. Wishful thinking.
I'm looking skeptical, although you can't see me. One is called Green Book.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. With Viggo Mortensen and an actor whose name I don't think I can pronounce, but he's an award-winning actor. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see that movie. It's been getting super reviews from the audiences and from critics. And for whatever reason, it's not there in English. And another one that's been there for a couple of weeks, I think, is called Instant Family. Again, this is an English movie mm-hmm. playing only in French. And here's the real killer for me is Ralph Breaks the Internet, which is one I really wanted to see. Mm-hmm. It's obviously a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Following the first Ralph mm-hmm. Ralph movie, is only in French, and it's making me crazy that this is the case. So if anybody from the Maison de Cinema is listening to this, I'm getting annoyed, just to let you know and see if you can do something about that. I don't know why they would do this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, as you said, maybe they will come in English, ultimately, because mm-hmm. sometimes they start in French and then they bring in an English version, but mm-hmm. that's rare, really rare.
Okay.
So I may go put on my annoyed consumer hat and go see them myself.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm trying to get people to go to the movies, but you're not making my job any easier. So that's what's happening at the movies currently. And what's coming up, starting on Friday, November 30th, which for you listeners at home is like today. And then here we have, this is crazy, there are three movies. Sorry, there's two movies coming. If not on Friday the 30th, it begins, there's some that begin early next week.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, we have a situation where it's an English movie released, or not released, but which the Maison de Cinema is only getting in French.
Okay.
One is called Boy Erased, which is mm-hmm. getting very good reviews, about a young man who is sent by his parents to kind of an institution, a bit of a school, to cure him of his homosexuality. And anyway, just the performances are mm-hmm. excellent. Nicole Kidman is one of the featured performers. And we can't see it in English unless they somehow get it in English. But right now it will only come in French on Friday. Another one that's opening on Friday, a horror film. You probably know how I feel about horror films. So not likely to be on my list, but is also only in French.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. Okay, but then a little bit later, like around the, actually it's a week later, there's another really well-received movie that's an English film coming in French, and it's called Beautiful Boy, about a young man who for whatever reason, becomes a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And he has written a book about his experiences, and his father has written a book about his experiences as well. And they've kind of taken those two books and
okay.
combined them into a movie. So there's at least a couple of good movies that, if they haven't already started, will be starting very soon. only in French. And there is one called Lemonade, and I actually had to go and look at the trailer. That one is coming next Friday in English.
Okay.
It's an international film, but for whatever reason, it's in English. And it says with subtitles, so I'm assuming it's English with subtitles in French. Now, it is only, I give you like a little heads up on what's going to be happening towards Christmas. On December 19th and the 21st, there are among those few days, there's four movies coming that are English films, and they're showing in English.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So, but between now and then, between now and December 19th, don't count on anything especially interesting coming to our local theater in English.
So, that's too bad.
It is too bad.
Yeah.
But we can look forward to, sort of for the Christmas vacation, Mary Poppins Returns.
Okay. That should be quite popular.
That should be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aquaman, which is obviously kind of a big budget movie about the character Aquaman. And there's wonderful posters and trailers of an interesting actor named Jason Momoa. I hope that's the right pronunciation. He's a former actor from, I think he's been on a number of things, but what I remember him from is the, memory's gone again. Anyway, Jason Momoa is a very nice looking guy, and he plays Aquaman, and he spends obviously lots of time underwater.
Okay.
And it's big budget, so there's going to be incredible special effects. So that's one that I probably will go and see it. He's Game of Thrones. Sorry, that's the... He was a major character in Game of Thrones early on. And so people may remember him from there. Another movie that's coming, again, pretty close to Christmas, is Steve Carell in a movie called Welcome to Marwen. And I honestly don't know about that, but I do like Steve Carell. And finally, a movie called Bumblebee. And I don't know much about the movie, except that it, based on the posters and the trailers, Bumblebee is a character who looks like one of the Transformers. He's enormous, an enormous robot type character.
Okay.
So keep your, hold out for Christmas, just before, and you can see some really, I think, good films. But now, and in the next little while, don't hold your breath. It's just not, they're just not there. And I think, let's take a quick peek at Rotten Tomatoes to see what they have to say. And there are three movies on Rotten Tomatoes which have been getting crazy good tomato scores, like 91%, 94, 92, and so on.
Oh, wow.
And they're not coming here.
Oh.
We do okay, but we could do better in terms of bringing top-notch English movies to town. And Ralph Breaks the Internet, featuring Wreck-It Ralph, is getting, again, really good, solid 87%. The Creed movie, which I mentioned earlier, doing okay, 82%. Mm. So again, there's like people who love the whole Rocky saga. Mm-hmm. And this is... A bit of the Rocky saga, although it's featuring not Rocky in the ring, but Adonis Creed. Grinch and Fantastic Beasts. Awful.
Okay.
Enough said. The movie which is there at Maison de Cinema, but only in French, called Green Book, 83%.
Mm-hmm.
So these are movies that I would really like to see in English. And there's a few that are coming a bit later, but it's too early to talk about those. Just enough said that there aren't that many movies currently playing in English at the local theater. Okay. But have a look at the website and see if there are some that that appeal to you. They may not appeal to me, but certainly they appeal to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And go out and buy your package of 8 tickets for $56, or just go to the movies and pay cash.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. See you next week.
Okay, thanks, Melanie.
You're welcome.